July the 22nd, 2014, Māori Language Week. This week is Māori Language Week. Each year since 1975, we have had Māori Language Week, a time to remind us of the importance of the Māori language to all of us. No other country in the world speaks this language. If we do not help to keep it alive, it will not survive. People who listen to this ESL News website already know the importance of language to their own identity. Without language, you lose part of your identity. Although Māori have struggled to keep their identity, customs and institutions ever since the arrival of Europeans in Aotearoa, 70% of Māori in the latest census said that Māori culture is important to them. 83% were able to identify their iwi, tribe, and sometimes more than one iwi. Today, Māori are much more involved in public life. Nearly every public organisation has a Māori name, as well as an English name, and many have Māori representatives, for example, Parliament, community organisations, and environment organisations. Anyone who is learning English knows the value of being bilingual. About 60% of the people in the world are bilingual, and some speak more than two languages. The majority of European New Zealanders are monolingual, however. We should not be proud of this. A major concern is that the number of fluent Māori speakers is declining in spite of Māori TV, Māori radio stations, Kohanga Reo for preschool children, and Māori immersion schools. We can all do something to keep the language alive. Go to Māori Language Week to learn some Māori words, or ask your school-aged children to help you learn some common words. We can also respect the language by pronouncing Māori place names correctly.